There's D. St. Fowl with a drive. Back over to Battle. Shot and a hat trick. Battle gets his third goal of the night. His seventh of the year, and Wisconsin leads it by a score of 6-3.
Power play goal. My big guy Mantle sitting on the front of the net. Spins around, gets the rebound, bangs it on. They can't move him out. And he's been so much better around the net now. And that's a power play goal. So that they finally get a power play goal. And so it pretty much gives Mantle some new hats.
And a few are out on the ice. And the Badgers.
Boy, I'll tell you, his net presence is something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is impressive.
It isn't just being, you know, big in the front. It's being able to move around and adjust to where the puck is and move around after the initial shot, get free. You just can't go there and stand. You're easy to cover if you just stand in front of the net. But if you bang and push and move, that's how you get those garbage goals. He's a good garbage collector.
Last Wisconsin hat trick was March 3rd of 2023. D. St. Fowl against Michigan. Well, let's double shift Whitelaw, see if we can get him his third of the night. And it's going to be played back down in the corner on the right side. Lodge with it.
Brian will tell you this. I circled my star of the game before the start of this period.
Got to be Banty.
And who did I say it was before that?
And it's played back down in the corner with 3:20 remaining in the period. And Wisconsin with a 6-3 lead there. And the team celebrating over on the bench. You can see the camaraderie.
Chippy. It's getting chippy away from the puck.
Whoa. But the camaraderie, the unity, and the buy-in by the Badgers seems to be very strong.
Well, you know, it's a coincidence. When you're winning, that seems to help.
And coming up ice, controlling it in the neutral zone, down to 2:47 remaining in the period. And it's going to be played back down deep. Lotch with it in the corner. Lotch fires it up ice. Coach really high on him, too. He said he's a calming, reliable defenseman who's consistent. Needs to develop a little bit physically, but he makes good decisions. That's what coach thinks on Lotch. 2:15 remaining in the third period.
Well, we don't have to worry about Penn State pulling their goalie.
Here's Dick, who tried to take a shot, but he was tied up. Play along the boards on the near side. And coming back just outside the blue line, we're down now to 1:58 remaining here in the third period. Back deep in the zone in the corner, it's Dick with it. Comes around on the play, over to Mack with a shot. Went up over the glass and out of play.
Down to 1:45 to go, and a good effort by the Badgers. Every time the Penn State seemed to get a little bit of momentum, the Badgers were able to step back and regain control of the game, and I think that's important. You know, Penn State made a couple pushes. Every time they made a push, the Badgers had an answer.
This match is the season high with the 6 goals again tonight. They had scored 6 against Ohio State. 1:42 remaining here in the third period of play. And the puck slides back down in the zone, going back over. Kerwin over to try and set it up on the wing. And it's Janiev who's out on that forward line with Lampa. And play continues back down in the Penn State zone. And Horbach got a check there.
Yeah, no penalty. I think they've tucked it away unless it gets real physical.
And at center ice, the Nittany Lions will drive it down in the corner on the near boards. The Badgers will turn and try to bring it out. Play comes to the blue line of Penn State. Game time tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Moving it in, shot. They did call a penalty.
On the Badgers.
Yes, they did.
Well, they got to balance the marble theory out.
Look out after
the whistle. The officials a little late getting down here and separating people.
And
now they've let it go too far.
Cleveland and Doiak got into it a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, the official can't be going over the box to call the penalty. And he's, when that stuff's going on, he's got to stay out there on the ice and separate it right away. He goes over to announce the penalty and doesn't get involved in breaking it up.
Bill, do you like the two referees and two linesman system?
Oh, yeah, you have to with the pace and speed of the game. And you miss too many things otherwise. You know, the days of the cheap shot from behind when the puck goes the other way, they're gone.
Cleveland left the ice. That may be just the fact that there's less than two minutes remaining.
Yeah, minors, double minors for roughing. And just that last part shouldn't have happened. He blew the whistle, called the penalty, and everybody should have got the right down in there instead of skating away and let people know that he called the penalty.
Badgers are going to be 8-1 at home. And the best Kohl Center starts to a season, the best one they've had is 9-0-1 back in 2013 and 14.
And then Penn State gets a power play to end the game. So,
with 58 seconds remaining. They haven't pulled their goaltender.
No, it's not going to happen.
No. To get a 6-on-4, but that working the wing on the far side, down to 55 seconds remaining. Badgers on the penalty kill. And there's the drive, and Fink with the rebound, and that's deflected wide of the goal. 43 seconds remaining. And whistle and play is going to be
player
stopped.
Without his helmet.
Yep. Going over to pick that up.
Good block on the backside after the initial save. Wide open net. Badger defenseman slides across. Makes a great blocker. We'd be at 6-4. And that would be, as Brian Posick has sent me notes, would be the first time they allowed three goals in a period all year. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Now, Lindmark got a hooking penalty even though he tripped the guy at 19:01 in Cleveland, a 10-minute misconduct.
Oh, that's why he left the ice. There we go.
And they didn't call anything on Penn State, though, right? Let's see, that just about balances it out, I think, penalty-wise, doesn't it?
Contact to the head. Did we hear that?
And that's when the Badger player lost his helmet.
Yeah, Wisconsin has challenged potential contact to the head for a major penalty.
This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
And we're back here at the Kohl Center in Madison. Bill Howard, Paul Brown, and Brian Posick. And we have 41 seconds remaining in the third period, and they're sorting it out to see officially what that call was.
Well, the balance, Badger bench challenged it. And because the player, if it's a major penalty, could be out tomorrow night's game. But I just saw the replay, and I don't think that was a major penalty.
It looked like Aiden Fink grabbed the mask of David Cilia around the chin area, and the mask came off, or the helmet came off of Cilia's head. But Fink got underneath him and pulled it off, and that would be a five-minute major for face masking,
but
even though Cilia
a
wears
too.
A bubble, but it would not be a disqualification tomorrow night. No, no.
I think he grabbed the face mask at 5-10, I think, too. Yeah.
And you're up 6-3. You have one timeout. There's 41 seconds left. So So what if you call a timeout, you know?
Well, my problem is it's well past when I'm supposed to be here. And I'm gonna let Hastings know that why did you challenge something and take 10 more minutes when the game was over?
Is that your first question for the coach?
Yes.
He'd get a kick out of that, wouldn't he?
Would, actually.
He'd look at him and go, what?
Barry Pockmara.
18
give him contact to the head, a five-minute major on Fink.
Boy, I don't know about watching. We had one replay.
Well, he's now describing to the alternate captain, Christian Sarlo, that he pulled the mask off of Celia's head. And
that's what the penalty should be.
But they called it contact to the head.
I don't think it's a DQ, though.
No. And they're not kicking him out of the game either. Or at least I haven't seen him leave the ice yet.
So we can finish out the 41 seconds remaining. And again, tonight, Bantle has a hat trick and now 7 goals on the year. And Whitelaw got a couple of goals tonight, his 5th and his 6th of the year. And also Finley has a goal tonight, his 5th of the year. The Badgers putting up 6 on the board.
And there have been some great setups, some great feeds, and some great assists. That, you know, some of the goals were just perfect goals. Like you have an empty net after the pass, but, you know, bang it home, don't miss the net. And so there were some very, very great passes that set up at least 3 of the goals.
Yep.
Penn State will be 9-6-3 overall on the year. Their road record will be 4-3-1, and in the Big Ten they will be 2-4-3 after play tonight.
And it's going to end up 4-on-4, so it won't be a power play. And I don't think he's out for tomorrow night.
That would be a big loss for them.
Yes,
that young
would.
Man has been outstanding. And moving it in, there's a shot, and it's blocked by Dick. He had an opportunity there. Wisconsin holding it in, trying to work it toward the net, as Whitelaw would have had an opportunity to go after the hat trick there. Down to 23 seconds remaining. Play along the boards on the far side. Wisconsin in their own zone. And they'll work it around. Whitelaw plays it up the wing on the near side. And we're under 10 seconds remaining now as the play goes down deep in the zone of Penn State. The crowd starting to stand and applaud the efforts of the Badgers, who are going to win their 13th game of the year against 4 losses with a 6-3 final. Your thoughts, Bill, on the game tonight?
Good, solid effort. Other than the last 10 minutes of the first period, I thought the Badgers were in pretty good control of the game. They had great puck possession, figured out how to break the 2-3-4 check that they had trouble with in the end of the first period, and counterattack, moved the puck well, did the things that you need to do against a team that's offensive-minded, and that's put pressure on their defensemen, and they did that for a vast majority of the game.
We're going to take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the #1 cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finds Klesman left corner. He'll try a 3. Good. Max Klesman is not shy here today.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Here's Tase to Klesman. Another 3 on the way. Good again. Takes the three. Left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. Slips to Iguodaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Hestor to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Star for the flush, and the Badgers lead by 15.
Runs at the wall, rotates the Star, baseline left. Here's A.J. goes up, slam dunk, count it, and a foul. And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison. On a day where the home team never trailed, the Badgers win it by 11.
On Wisconsin.
It's 4 a.m., Monday,
and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast overnight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows around 35. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation 40. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Here at the Kohl Center, where tonight Wisconsin knocks off Penn State 6-3, equals its win total from all of last season, improves to 7-2 in the Big Ten, stays within 1 point of league-leading Michigan State, which knocked off Notre Dame tonight. Scoring in the third period, William Whitelaw scored his second of the game, sixth of the season at 6:37 from Charlie Stramel and Mike Vorlicki. Penn State's scored Alex Cervano at 10:04, his second of the year from Tyler Paquette. Paquette then scored at 15:06, his fourth of the year. Lone assist went to Reese Lawback. And then Carson Bantel completed a hat trick with a power play goal at 16:15. Carson's seventh of the year for Matthew D. St. Fowl and Cruz Lucius. 14 shots on goal apiece in that third period for the Badgers and the Nittany Lions. Kyle McClellan, 12 saves in the third. He finished with 25. Noah Grannon, the Germantown native, 12 saves in the third. He finished with 26. So Penn State had as many shots on goal in the third period as it had in the first two periods combined. Nittany Lions fall to 9-6-3, 2-4-3 in Big Ten play. This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. The Badgers are now up to 59 goals this season. That's $1,239 to fight colorectal cancer. Badgers beat Penn State 6-3, and let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Who's number one, Bill?
Well, it's pretty simple there. Bantel gets the number one, not just because he got three goals. He was a presence in front of the net all night long.
How about number two?
PB, who you got number two?
Whitelaw.
Okay, and who's number three?
Charlie Stramel.
Stramel.
There you go.
Stramel had his first
three-point
game of his collegiate career. He had three shots on goal, plus three tonight. For Stramel, Whitelaw with his two goals, he was plus two tonight. And then, again, Carson Bantel, three shots on goal, a team-leading, three goals, a team-leading four shots on goal for him as the Badgers win here tonight by the final score of 6-3. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. How about our energizing performance of the game, Bill?
I've decided, because it was a key to the whole game, to give it to the Badger defensemen, because when they got back and wheeled and moved the puck, they didn't allow Penn State to ever establish their forecheck. And they're an offensive team, and if you take that puck possession away from them with a good counterattack in neutral, with the exception of maybe 10 minutes there in the first period, and when they put it in, the Badgers were able to get it out quickly and counterattack. So I like that group of defensemen and what they did. They took away the key for Penn State, and that was their offensive play.
Yep. The D-Core is the energizing performers of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Wisconsin 6, Penn State 3. Did you guys have fun?
It was a blast. I had a blast. Thank you very much.
It was great. It was fun listening to you guys.
Yeah, it's fun to come back and watch, and I just encourage. I've been around now for 2 weeks, around with the coaches and some of the players and what's going on here, and fans have to start coming back. Let's come back, start getting more people in the stands, give them the support. This group has gelled early. They're playing together good. They're on the same page as the coaching staff, which has done a great job for this part of the season. And, you know, they still may have some high and lows, but they come to play. And there aren't many nights where you'll see two nights where they'll take two games off. Not going to happen very often.
7,470 fans they announced here tonight.
Are you going to tell people whether we really like each other? You said you were going to do this.
Well, I've been sitting in between PB and Howie all night just trying
there's
to
There's people that still wonder
separated.
After 25 years.
You know, all these people for years used to say, you and PB don't get along. Do you not like each other? And, you know, we're sort of two different personalities. But I hate to tell all you great fans that had money on the tables and everything else and tried to figure out my three keys to the game that we fooled you for about 25 years.
Yeah.
PB and I are good friends. We golf together. I give him golf balls. We check on each other. And, you know, it took us a long time to finally let you people know that. But it was a lot of fun. And thanks, Brian, for
you betcha, Brian.
Doing this and staying in between. And it was a lot of fun. It's a great experience. You know, as you get older, you run out of time to do those things. And so the last couple of weeks here for me with everything has been pretty special, a lot of fun. PB, you still got her. You didn't lose your voice. We had the Vicks and the spray and everything ready. And Posick still got paid, so everybody's happy. We're going to help pay for his trip to Sweden.
thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we thank you again, Brian, for doing that. And we thank all the people from way in the past that listened in and some of the new people that probably still haven't figured out Paul and I.
Classy move, Brian.
You're welcome.
I sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Well, I mean, you know, I speak for a lot of people. You were part of my childhood, for many, their childhood and growing up being Badger hockey fans, listening to your call and your analysis and the banter between the two of you. And it only seemed natural, 75th anniversary season. Let's bring you two back together. And like I said, we've done this twice now, and you're 2-0. So 10 years from now, when Bill will probably be fully moved to Florida, but PB, you'll still be around. I know that. So we'll have to get you back on the air. Yeah, for sure.
I think this is our farewell.
Okay, darn.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And PB, it was a lot of fun doing it with you again.
You bet, buddy.
And something we'll remember for a long time. But I'm pretty sure that Brian won't have to worry about having us back and sitting between the two of us and trying to figure out what we're doing.
And I think he should stay here for 50 years.
No, that's all right. I just want to get to tomorrow night at some point, right? Badgers win here tonight, 6-3 over Penn State. Paul and Bill will hang out a little bit longer and talk with head coach Mike Hastings back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
A better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers victorious tonight, 6-3 over Penn State, holding the Nittany Lions to a season-low 28 shots on goal. That's 14 below their season average. Downstairs, head coach Mike Hastings joins us here on the post-game show, and the first question for Mike comes from...
Well, Mike, I want to give you an honor. You're the first coach that's ever allowed me to interview them live after the game, because they always said when I was doing TV I would say too much, and they get mad at me for giving away all the secrets of hockey. There's a lot of secrets in hockey, right, Mike?
Billy, I got to tell you, I didn't have a choice either. I'm honored to have you come at me, so let's go.
Well, yeah. It's pretty simple. You had great puck possession other than like a 10-minute stretch in the end of the first period. They sort of went to a 2-3 in neutral and took away some of your flow. But after that, you had great puck possession. And when you possess the puck as much as you guys did against a team that doesn't like to play defense, you take away their offense, and that's why you win the game tonight.
Well, you know what? You were kind enough to I saw you a little bit this week, and we spent some time together, and you and I talked. They're a team that loves to shoot a puck, and mm-hmm. and they lead the country in shots on net, and we talked about trying to possess the puck because if we have it, they don't. And I thought the guys did a really good job, and once we got it, we didn't throw it around. And like you said, that 10-minute block got us off a little bit, but I thought the guys got back on track.
Yeah, I think of it just, again, you get scoring from a lot of different people, just like you did last weekend. It's a good balance effort. But you and I both know Penn State's going to be a different team tomorrow night.
Absolutely. You know what? We just talked about that in the locker room and said, you know what, fellas, we'll great job of getting it done tonight. Let's feel good about it until our eyeballs open in the morning, and then understand we're going to have to be better than we were tonight, because Penn State's going to load the barrels and they're going to be coming, and we just have to be prepared for it.
Penn State has not been swept yet this season. Carson Bantle with a hat trick. He and Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach just get the job done every night, don't they?
You know what they do. They're, and I mean this with all the compliment in the world, they're ditch diggers. They go to work every single day, and they do things the right way. And, as Billy knows, at the end of the day, if you do that, the hockey gods more often than not repay you for that. And those guys have done that. It's so great to see Carson. I thought Carson just played with a purpose tonight and an energy. He had a couple of crossbars too.
Yeah.
So he could have had more than he did, and I'm happy for him because he's put a lot of work into it.
Charlie Stramel played well tonight too, didn't he?
You know what? I just, again, with purpose, and I thought he played with confidence. You know, when he got the puck, his puck decisions were outstanding. He just, I thought he was hard and heavy. Played with a good stick and bumped when he needed to bump and made plays when he needed to make a play when it was there. And another young man that's been trying to get his game to where he feels good about it, and I hope he feels good going to bed tonight.
Mike, congratulations, 13th win of the year, and I just want to say sincerely, it's been nice being around the program for the last couple of weeks. I sincerely appreciate the accessibility and the chance to get to meet you and a few of the players and broadcast the game, and it was a lot of fun. We did have a good time up here, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
I want you to know this. You are always welcome. I appreciate you sharing some time with us because you're a part of the bricks that have been laid before us, and we're very honored to have the opportunity to continue in your name and all those others that have come before us. So know this, you're always welcome. I know you're going to tell me the way it is, and I'd want it no other way. Respect you a tremendous amount, and thanks for doing what you did tonight.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. That's Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. And you've gotten to know him here, like you said, over the last couple of weeks. And you had never met him before, Bill, and he was so excited to meet you.
He and I went in the corner and whispered and talked up because we're both old school. And the philosophy that I always had with the goalies is you keep doing it until you do it right. And if you don't do it right, you don't play. Well, guess what his philosophy is?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's not going to buy your two pass and then shoot, though. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Good. He and I talked about that already, yeah. And but the funny thing is, you know, that's the first I think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
I've never been called Billy either.
I know. You know, he called you the first time you two met. I introduced you, and I'm standing there listening, and he referred to you as Billy, and I couldn't stop laughing.
And he just did it again.
Yeah, I know.
I wish the hell I knew his nickname, because I would really get on him.
Rubble.
What?
Like Barney Rubble from the Flintstones.
Rubble?
Frank Ceratori nicknamed him Rubble.
You got to be kidding.
Oh, yeah. So you got to use that with him. Yes, Rubble.
Rubble.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks again.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah. Take care.
This was a lot of fun. Yeah, thank you so much for doing this. It was a blast.
No,
I hope fans did too.
You have to drive me home because it's late at night. it's been a great time.
This is great. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Bill Howard, Paul Brown, back on the radio here tonight calling Wisconsin's victory over Penn State. Scores from around the country coming up. We've got highlights, too. Also plan to talk with our number one star of the game, Carson Bantle. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Wisconsin matches a season high with 6 goals. Scored 6 against Ohio State last Saturday and 6 tonight, 6-3 over Penn State. And joining us now, our number one star of the game, Carson Bantle, his first collegiate hat trick. Carson joins us on our post-game show. What did you have for lunch today, Carson?
Just normal training table, believe it or not.
Well, you've been playing well all year, and that's quite an effort against a good hockey team that can put the puck in the back of the net themselves. Just tell us about how you felt out there tonight, and why was it going in for you?
Yeah, obviously, playing with Horbach and Lindmark, those two, give you the puck a lot, so it's always fun playing with those guys. And also, I think they're a very offensive team, and when they turn the puck over, we got to capitalize on that. And whether it's odd man rush or, protecting that puck down low, we just got to build off that every single shift and kind of take it to them the whole entire game.
Yeah, William Whitelaw scored first, and then you scored shortly thereafter. Take us through that first goal.
I just hopped off the bench, and then I saw Strams poking it, and then Lindmark. Lindmark picked that up on the boards, and then it was a 2-on-1. So it was a nice little treat for sure, hopping off the bench and going right to the net. But it's all credit to Strams there, getting that out of the D zone.
How about Anthony Kerr springing in the second period?
Yeah. I saw that D-man jump off the ice, so I just kind of sprung, and he gave me an unbelievable pass. And then I was thinking about taking a slap shot, but I just was like, oh, God, I got to rip it.
It was a nice shot. Yeah, nice shot. And then your power play goal, too. You have fun just trying to block out in front of the net, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. So, yeah, that one, Maddie, I don't know if it got blocked or he just missed a net, but, just right place, right time.
Yeah. Carson Bantle with us with a hat trick tonight. You look stronger, leaner. Tell us about how you feel, and has anything changed from a year ago to now? You just look, and you look a lot more confident too.
Yeah, I think confidence is a big thing. Obviously, last year I was struggling at the beginning of the year, and now when these goals start going in, it gives me that confidence where I'm not gripping my stick as hard, and I think it's helped me overall. So
yeah, how about your team? Same thing, right?
Oh yeah, it's always good. When we score, everyone feeds off it, and everyone wants a little piece. So I think it's good.
Yeah, I know Penn State gave you some fits there with their forecheck, but boy, if you take care of the puck, you can beat anybody, right?
Oh yeah, I think our team plays a simple game, and when we stick to that game plan, it's I'm pretty sure we can beat anyone. So.
We got another crack at the Nittany Lions. It would be nice to close out the first semester 8-2 in the Big Ten. That would be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, Carson, thanks. Congratulations. Nice game tonight. Good luck tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Carson Bantle, number one star of the game after a hat trick, helps Wisconsin beat Penn State tonight 6-3. Scores from around the country are up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Wisconsin beat Penn State tonight 6-3. We've got highlights here in just a moment or so. But elsewhere in college hockey, the Wisconsin women lost at Minnesota tonight 5-3. The Badgers got goals from Maddie Wheeler, Kirsten Sims, and Casey O'Brien. But That's four losses in the last five games for Wisconsin. Badgers and Gophers again square off tomorrow afternoon at Ritter Arena. Non-conference men's hockey tonight, Holy Cross and UMass Lowell skated to a 2-2 overtime tie. Last I saw, Dartmouth and Arizona were tied at four late third period. Union beat Vermont 5-4. Massachusetts blew out Anchorage 11-2. UMass, one of the top 15 teams in the country. It was Yale 5, Merrimack 2. Clarkson over Stonehill 5-1. Princeton shut out Sacred Heart 4-0. Atlantic Hockey, Army got by Mercyhurst 4-3. American International knocked off RIT in overtime 3-2. In the NCHC tonight, St. Cloud State beat Omaha 4-1. Minnesota Duluth and Miami a 3-3 overtime tie. Fourth-ranked Denver lost at Western Michigan 7-3. Cameron Rowe, 28 saves for the Broncos. And North Dakota, which moved into the top spot in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll this week, lost at home to Colorado College 3-2. CCHA Bowling Green blank Ferris 1-0. Michigan Tech doubled Northern Michigan 4-2, Bemidji State 7, Lake Superior State 1, and Minnesota State top St. Thomas 3-1. And in the Big Ten tonight, Jimmy Snuggerud had two goals and an assist as Minnesota held off Ohio State 5-4 in Columbus. And Michigan State beat Notre Dame 5-2 in East Lansing. Isaac Howard and Artie Levshnov both had a goal and an assist for the Spartans. Ryan Bischel, 51 saves in a losing effort. So Michigan State still in first place in the Big Ten with 22 points. Wisconsin gets 3 points tonight in second place with 21. Minnesota moves into third place with 16 points. Notre Dame has 15. Idle Michigan 12. Penn State 11. And Ohio State winless has only 2 points so far this season. So that's a look at your college scoreboard. Here tonight, Wisconsin and Penn State, game one of a two-game series here at the Kohl Center. Badgers had their problems against the Nittany Lions in recent years, and in fact went 1-3 against them. In the 50th meeting between these two squads, here are the plays of the game, and we'll have them here. Let's just make sure. Yep, here are the plays of the game. Thank you.
Both teams at full strength here in the early part of the first period. 4 minutes in. Shot to goal! The Badgers get the goal by William Whitelaw. His fifth goal of the year. And Wisconsin leads it 1-0. Badgers look to come out of their own zone in a 1-0 game. Trying to chase it down. Lindmark. Their shot to goal! A beautiful goal scored by Bantle. His fifth of the year. And Wisconsin first period. Controlling the puck in over the line, moving it in. Shot and a goal!
Bantle.
Bantle gets the goal, his second of the night, and his sixth of the year, and the Badgers score early in the second and lead it 3-1.
And Stramel out.
And it's played, moving it in. Shot and a goal! By Finley as he ripped it for his fifth goal. Back comes Wisconsin in over the line. Moving it in. Borlicki. Down and moving it in. Shot and a goal.
Rebound.
By Whitelaw. Getting his second of the night, his sixth of the year. And Wisconsin leads it 5-1. There's DeSaint Fal with a drive. Back over to Bantle. Shot and a hat trick. Bantle gets his third goal of the night. His seventh of the year. And Wisconsin leads it by a score of 6-3. And we're under 10 seconds remaining now. as the play goes down deep in the zone of Penn State. The crowd starting to stand and applaud the efforts of the Badgers, who are going to win their 13th game of the year against four losses with a 6-3 final. Your thoughts?
Now that's Paul Brown, the legendary Paul Brown, with the call. Bill Howard alongside as the Badgers win here tonight, 6-3 over Penn State. Again, Carson Bantle, a hat trick, four shots on goal. He was plus one tonight. Two goals for William Whitelaw, three shots on goal. He was plus two. Charlie Stramel, his first three-point game as a Badger, he was plus three with three shots on goal this evening. Also lighting the lamp, Quinn Finley for the Badgers. Cruz Lucius had a point. He was minus three. So was Matthew D. St. Fowl, who had an assist. David Cilia, minus two. The Badgers on the evening went 1-for-5 on the power play. Penn State 0-for-4. Only two shots on goal for Penn State in a little over 6 minutes of power play hockey. Badgers had six penalties for 20 minutes. Penn State 7-for-17. Both teams won 27 faceoffs tonight. The Badgers blocked 15 shots this evening. Two apiece for Tyson Dick, Owen Lindmark, and Quinn Finley. Penn State had 13 blocks this evening, four by Christian Berger. Penn State's goals scored by Dylan Lugris and Tyler Paquette and Alex Cervano. As far as just want to double-check something, their starting goaltender, Noah Grannon, a Germantown native, originally a Wisconsin recruit, ended up going to Penn State. Had about 30 friends and family members here in the building tonight. Noah made 26 saves, but he took the loss. He fell to 3-3-2. Penn State now 9-6-3, 2-4-3 in Big Ten play. Gave you the Badgers individual statistics as far as skaters. Kyle McClellan tonight, 25 saves. He gets the win. He's 12-4. The Badgers now 13-4, 7-2 in the Big Ten, 5-0 at home against conference opponents. And they try to make it six straight tomorrow night when these teams square off. 7,470 fans paid to watch Wisconsin beat Penn State tonight, 6-3. And I'll stop talking after we take this final break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Fun tonight. I'd like to thank Ian Perrin for stepping aside and allowing Bill Howard to take his chair. It was great having Paul Brown here doing the play-by-play once again. 50 years ago, he became the voice of Badger hockey, thanks to Bob Johnson, who hired him
And Paul still's got it. He is smooth, and his goal call is just gives me chills. And we heard it six times tonight, at least for Wisconsin Badger hockey players. It was great to have PB and Howie back on the air. I hope you enjoyed it, folks. Ian will be back with me tomorrow night for the series finale. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with face-off at 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network. My thanks to Mike Henderson at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. And for Bill Howard and Paul Brown, I'm Brian Posick. So long, everybody. Again, the final score here from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin 6, Penn State 3. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
go here. We're going to reflect on 2023 and what all the great things that the Humane Society of the United States did. So we have, I don't know this company, and I'm really surprised about it, but with our help, and when I say our help, that's the Humane Society of the United States, Mondelez International, they are the makers of Oreos, Triscuits, and more. They will only use cage-free eggs by 2025. That's huge.
And yeah. Oreos are vegan. Oreos. They don't even use that.
Yeah. The Oreos do not use the eggs. They are vegan. But really, this company, Mondelez International, they operate in 80 countries.
Whoa.
That's how big they are. So going cage-free is huge. Just huge. So that's great. And they give you like a little paragraph underneath about all the details, but I'm not going to have time to do that. So in May, the United States Supreme Court upheld California's Proposition 12, which requires that mother pigs, egg-laying hens, and calves raised for veal in the state are not cruelty-confined.
God, that's a big thing.
The law also bans the in-state sale of pork, eggs, and veal produced via extreme confinement. So California doesn't even allow that those meat and egg to come into their state if those animals were kept in confined cages. So that's,
that's
Proposition 12 is awesome. And we had to call our state senators about that. So we worked on that. Mm-hmm. 310 veterinary professionals and students volunteered 24,640 hours to care for 8,492 animals through their rural area veterinary service program. So that's a lot of hours, a lot of volunteers, and a lot of animals that really, benefited from this. Five students received $10,000 scholarships from the Humane Society Veterinarian Medical Association. That's really great. Let's see what else. I don't want to read every single one, but I want to read the ones that I'm really
jazzed about.
Well, here's one. This is really good too. Their animal rescue team responded to 3,495 animal cruelty complaints, assisted law enforcement with cases involving more than 65 different species, including dogs, cats, goats, snakes, kangaroos, ferrets, and more, and traveled to 12 states and 2 countries this year.
That's huge.
Yeah. To help with animal cruelty cases.
Let me get applause on that.
Yeah, right?
Haley, don't you have an applause one on yours too?
I don't think I do yet. I'll have to get a different one so they sound different.
Yeah, get a clappy one.
Okay. A lot of people don't know, but the dog meat trade in Korea is still around.
Yeah.
But 198 dogs were rescued from Korea meat farms this year alone by the Humane Society International.
Jeez.
Yeah, those are the, that's, they
like
go over all of them.
That.
Yeah. A decade-long fight in the United States to end the private possession of big cats at the federal level ended when the Big Cat Public Safety Act went into effect in June. We went and talked also about that one. Do you remember that?
God, I remember you and I driving to one of those damn places.
Yep.
Up northern Minnesota, not even that far away.
Yep, where people kept those big cats. I know.
Outdoors, take a picture with them.
Yeah,
let me make money off these poor
exactly
things.
And the animal goes back in the cage with no enrichment, sits there all day until the next person comes and takes a picture with them. Or this is just people who get these big cats and keep them in their house as like a pet, and then
mauled.
Then they get too big
and
they can't
mauled.
Handle it, and then the animal
eats them
exactly. But usually people don't even realize what kind of food and nutrition these animals need. And most of them are really sick when they're rescued because they haven't gotten the correct nutrients and stuff.
Jeez. 1 minute.
Yeah. Okay. What else we have here? California became the first state to end the sale of new animal fur products when its ban went into effect in January.
Nice.
So that's for free.
Yes, for free. That's right. 12 of the 50 top food service companies in the United States have set public plant-based...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper, actor Ryan O'Neill.